It was Rangel's homecoming weekend, and Petersburg coaches say the Wolves were hungry for a win. Matt Powick is the Lady Vikings' new head coach. He says the atmosphere over the weekend was electric. Rangel fans completely packed the stands.
Like, my family came over. My daughter, who's in sixth grade, she ended up watching in the commons over the TV because you could hardly find a place to sit, which was great. I mean, it was packed.
Viking boys coach Rick Brock echoed that sentiment. He said the weekend exemplified the important role the sport holds in the social fabric of Petersburg and Rangel, especially in the dark of winter and following dark times.
Basketball is pretty important in these small communities all around in Southeast Alaska, and the stands were completely full both nights. And, you know, it's a chance for people to get out and see each other, but also then to cheer on the young people in the community. So
Powick says he also saw the game as a rallying point for Rangel as the community recovers from a landslide that swept away important infrastructure and killed six people in November.
With all that community's been through recently, I think it was a really good outlet for them. And the environment was great. It was electric. That's the only way I could describe it. Yeah.
The rivalry between the two teams is fierce and known throughout the region. But both Petersburg coaches can only describe the weekend in positive terms. Brock says even players who had fouled out of the game got caught up in the excitement.
So, and the best part of it was the guys on the bench that were sitting there in foul trouble were their biggest cheerleaders. They spent more energy jumping around and yelling for their teammates.
1:08 to go in the second. Harrison dishes it off to Easterly. Easterly's right underneath.
Just a positive atmosphere. So we went in at halftime. There was just a real good feeling.
But it was a challenging weekend for the Lady Vikings. On Friday, they trailed behind the Wolves by just a few points, ultimately losing by 2. The Wolves won 29-27. The next day, the Lady Vikings turned it around a little bit. They maintained a strong lead over Rangel for the first 3 quarters. But in the final quarter, the Wolves overtook them by 3 points, winning 40-37. Powick says even though they came up short, both nights were a big step forward for the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, as far as any weekend where you can compete and, you know, have the ball in your hands with a chance to win the game at the end of the game, especially in a hostile environment like Rangel, you know, I consider that kind of a successful weekend. So, like, it'll be a process throughout the season of learning how to play from ahead because we haven't had to do that in a while.
And he's confident that his team will close that distance soon. After this weekend, he's especially pleased with how their offense is looking.
The best part is seeing the confidence that the girls have on the court. Rangel changed up their defense a couple times on us Friday night, and we adjusted our offense, and they had to run something else because we were getting the looks that we wanted, and it was just neat to see.
Every one of Powick's players scored at least 1 point that weekend. He gave special kudos to his top scorer, junior Kylie Mattingly.
Saturday, she had a kind of a breakout game there. Part of our offense is a lot of pick and roll stuff, and she was doing a great job of rolling to the basket. Our guards were finding her, and she was finishing. She was our top scorer Saturday, and that was pretty neat to see.
Altogether, he's hopeful the Lady Vikings can sustain that momentum and confidence through the rest of the season. The Viking boys also had a hard-fought weekend, taking narrow victories over the Wolves. They fell behind Rangel by just 1 point in the second and third quarters, and then they pulled ahead in the last 3 minutes of the final quarter, winning Friday's game 41-39. Brock says junior Elijah Whitaker helped the Vikings regain control of the last half of the game. He scored 12 points and made several critical free throws down the stretch.
You know, he's one of those kids that just works hard every day and every possession. And boy, the ball found him in that third and fourth quarter. And he, like I said, he made the free throws for us. But really was a catalyst for us, I think, in that second half.
Brock says his team took away some important lessons about the value of preparedness.
So we talk a lot about you don't know when your name's going to get called and how, you know, you're going to be important at that moment. And it really came true this weekend.
On Saturday, the Viking boys maintained a much stronger lead over their opponents. By halftime, Petersburg had 13 points over Wrangell. It tightened up in the fourth quarter, with the Wolves making a run at the visiting team with several three-point shots. But then, Brock says, senior Hunter Kahn took over.
I mean, he was dominating on both ends, rebound-wise, and then scoring. He just dominated the paint. So it was really, really nice to see him play so well.
And Petersburg's lead only grew from there. The Vikings won 57-42. Looking ahead to the Vikings' next games, Powick says his team is getting ready to face off against some especially fleet-footed foes. He says the Haynes Glacier Bears have built up a reputation in the region for their athleticism and speed.
Haynes has a cross-country running culture there, and so the same kids run cross-country that play basketball, so they just run and run and run. They're fun to watch. They're tough to play against.
Brock has been watching the Glacier Bears closely. He says some of their star players have graduated this year and passed on the torch to their younger teammates. But he has no doubt that they're as formidable as ever.
They lost their two key scorers from last year, but I've had a chance to watch them play a little bit. And those guys, the young guys, have stepped up and, you know, have assumed that role of the leadership on their team. So anytime you travel in Southeast to anywhere, it's always going to be competitive and tough. And I don't expect anything different when we go to Haynes.
Both of Petersburg's teams will travel to Haynes on Thursday and play the Glacier Bears on Friday and Saturday evenings. KFSK will broadcast those games live. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.